And we start off the news with a story from Portland. A suspected bank robber with a history of violent crime has been caught by police hiding in northeast Portland. Police called 38-year-old Robert Lee Wingfield, quote, armed and dangerous when he was caught last night after a massive manhunt. Authorities had attempted to stop Wingfield in a white van late yesterday afternoon. They followed him into a residential neighborhood near Northeast Sandy Boulevard, but they say he jumped out of the vehicle and fled on foot. That prompted police to warn residents nearby to lock their doors and windows and call 911 immediately if anyone spotted the 300-pound subject. They used thermal imaging cameras to find
Astoria,
a man who rammed a state trooper's SUV patrol car twice during a chase has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Zeremiah Zebert pleaded guilty to attempted assault, theft, and other charges. The 25-year-old was arrested in February after a high-speed chase on U.S. 26 and rural roads. Prosecutors say Zebert crashed his pickup into the SUV patrol car driven by Sergeant Andrew Maria. The sergeant was not seriously injured. Police say they saw ATVs in Maria's pickup bed.
There you go.
Well, the University of Washington has dropped a bid to build a national physics lab deep underground in the Cascades. The university had sought National Science Foundation funding for a site near Leavenworth. That was rejected last year, and the university tried to switch its application to a site near Stevens Pass. One of the leaders in the effort, U.S. physicist Wick Haxton, says it's too late to complete all the work needed for the application. Mines in South Dakota and Colorado are the finalists for the project. Congress still has to approve funding for the lab. The lab would research solar neutrinos, trying to find out how stars make energy. The work needs to be done underground, away from the interference of cosmic rays.
Bad news.
Portland's combined sewers have overflown due to the most recent rainstorm, so Portland officials say anyone having fun on the Willamette River should be careful. Due to recent rains, the city's sewers have overflowed. The overflows are common after rain as stormwater and sewage share a system. The Environmental Services of Portland are asking people who have contact with the river to wash their hands, and for people who decide to eat fish caught in the Willamette, the city warns that the fish should be cooked thoroughly to kill bacteria. Here's a little political news.